Welcome to a special edition of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive. 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living.
Herod's opulent palace thrummed with disquiet. An unsettling whisper hung in the air, thick as incense smoke, swirling around his regal form. The wise men, once cloaked in exotic mystery, now sat before him, stripped of their foreign charm, their faces etched with anxiety.
"Speak again,"
Herod's voice rasped, a serpent slithering through silence.
"This child, the king?"
Their leader, Balthazar, his beard flecked with starlight from distant journeys, took a measured breath.
"Not a king of your ilk, your majesty. A king born under a different star, heralding a different dawn."
Herod's jeweled fingers drummed on the ebony armrest, the rhythmic tick-tock a menacing counterpoint to their words.
"And you followed this star through sand and storm, just a celestial flicker?"
Casper, with eyes the color of desert sand, met Herod's gaze unflinchingly.
"It was no ordinary flicker, your majesty. A sign whispered through ages, a promise etched in the night sky."
Herod leaned forward, the lines on his face hardening like aged clay.
"Promises? I deal in concrete things, gold and iron, not celestial whispers. Tell me, where is this king? In what palace does he hold court?"
Balthazar spoke, his voice steady, despite the tremor in his heart.
"We cannot, your majesty. The stars have guided us, but their path ends here. We must follow another way, another star."
Herod dismissed the visitors and called for his priests, their faces etched with knowledge of ancient scrolls, his advisors, their ears sharp to whispers of prophecy.
"Tell me."
His voice, laced with venom, slithered through the opulent halls.
"What say the scriptures of this newborn king?"
Heads bent, fingers traced faded prophecies. Then, a voice dry as desert wind spoke. "It is written, Bethlehem of Judea, Micah has declared, but you, Bethlehem, though little among the tribes of Judah, from you will come forth for me, the one who is to be ruler over Israel, whose coming forth is from of old, from ancient days." Herod's face contorted, shadows flitting across his features. Fear danced with ambition in his eyes. He summoned the wise men, cloaking deceit in a smile.
"Go,"
he purred, his voice oily as serpent's tongue.
"Search diligently for the child, and when you find him, bring me word that I too may come and worship him."
Blinded by their faith, the wise men departed, the star above their guide. Herod, left in his glittering cage, hatched a viper's plan. He called for his own court astronomers, men who spoke the language of constellations.
"Find me this star,"
he hissed, his voice a storm brewing.
"The celestial herald, track its path, unveil the cradle."
The astronomers, eyes heavy with foreboding, traced the arc of the star across the night sky. "Your majesty," one finally croaked. "The star leads to Bethlehem, but the child's hiding place remains veiled." Herod slammed his fist upon the throne, fury twisting his features. He couldn't let a celestial flicker threaten his earthly crown. He wouldn't bend the knee to a rival king, not even a babe. No, this star wouldn't herald worship, but a chilling promise of blood. The blood of an innocent. The silencing of a prophecy. As the wise men followed the star, guided by a heavenly promise, Herod unleashed his shadows. The serpent stirred, its venom seeping into the night, ready to coil around the manger where a child king slept. oblivious to the storm brewing in the heart of a tyrant. The battle lines were drawn, whispers against swords, hope against terror, the fate of a king, a prophecy, and a kingdom hung precariously in the balance. One frigid night, as the first tendrils of dawn kissed the horizon, the star flared, a celestial trumpet announcing its destination. Before them, bathed in the star's ethereal glow, nestled a humble town, barely a smudge on the landscape. Bethlehem, a tremor of wonder ran through the Magi. This unassuming village, cradled in the folds of rolling hills, held the promise of a king, a beacon of hope in the darkness. Their long journey, fraught with doubt and danger, had culminated in this unexpected, yet divinely ordained moment. Dismounting their camels, their bodies stiff from days on the saddle, the Magi approached the town, their eyes searching for the star's reflection. And there, in a simple village home, next to a stable, a shaft of light pierced the roof. Mary, swaddled in the humble blue of a peasant mother, held a babe in her arms, his tiny face glowing with a celestial sheen. The star, suspended above, bathed the child in its brilliance, a luminous crown marking his arrival. Melchior fell to his knees, tears tracing warm paths down his weathered cheeks. He offered gold, the symbol of earthly power, acknowledging the child's destined reign. Caspar, trembling with awe, presented frankincense, its fragrant smoke an offering to the divine spirit within. Balthazar, his heart overflowing, laid myrrh, its bittersweet tang, a reminder of the trials the child would face. In that humble home, bathed in starlight and steeped in ancient prophecy, the Magi witnessed the dawning of a new era. They had followed a star, navigated deserts and doubts, and arrived not in a palace but in a cradle. And in that cradle, nestled in the straw, lay not just a king, but a promise, a hope that flickered like a newborn star, forever changing the course of history. Their journey ended, but their purpose, they knew, had just begun. They would return to their lands, no longer just Magi, but apostles of a celestial tale, forever bound by the memory of a star and a child who held the light of the world in his tiny hands. Under the fading glow of the Bethlehem star, they carried a whisper of hope back to the east. They didn't return to Herod, nor did they send word to him. They were warned in a dream to journey another way back to their homes. When Herod the king realized the Magi had outsmarted him, his fury blazed like a desert sun. He sent soldiers, cold and cruel as desert nights, to slaughter all the boys in Bethlehem and its surrounding villages, 2 years old and younger. Then, echoing through the air like a mother's lament, came the words of the prophet Jeremiah.
A sound is heard in Ramah, the sound of crying and bitter grief. Rachel weeps for her children, refusing to be comforted because they are gone.
In Ramah, where Rachel's tomb stood as a constant reminder of loss, mothers echoed her cries, their own children snatched away by Herod's ruthless ambition. Herod's reign, already stained with fear and bloodshed, became choked with the cries of innocence. The star that had guided the Magi, a beacon of hope, now hung heavy, a grim reminder of the darkness that festered in the heart of a king.
But the story does not end there. To be continued.